Hi folks, Sean Watkins here. I'm here to tell you about my podcast slash album called This Is Who We Are. That's right, it's a podcast and a record, all rolled into one. Each episode features one song off the record, paired up with a conversation with a guest who is related to that song in some way. Guests include Jackson Brown, Inara George, Kate Micucci, and the conversations aren't about these songs specifically. The songs just serve as sort of a topical springboard that hopefully will lend a little context to this new album of mine. Sort of like a modern-day version of liner notes, only much more personal. The podcast and the album are both called This Is Who We Are. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. All right, folks, here are a few highlights from this first season of This Is Who We Are. This first clip is the legendary music icon Peter Asher talking about getting a leftover Beatles song from Paul McCartney, with whom he was sharing the top floor of his parents' house in London during the years that Paul was dating his sister in the 60s. I went out to his house in Malibu to record this, and he just told some fascinating stories. Check it out.
You know, Paul and I'd end up living in my parents' right. house. We were sharing the top floor of that. So he was there.
He was with your sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we shared that floor for about 2 years. And I had heard World Without Love and told him I liked it.
Yeah.
And he'd explained that the Beatles weren't doing it. It was a reject.
Yeah.
John didn't like it.
Right.
John would make fun of the opening line. You know, he wouldn't let He wouldn't let Paul get any further than "Please lock me away."
Uh-huh.
He'd go, "Okay, I will. The song's over." That's, you know,
that's so stupid. It's a great line.
John didn't like it. So, it was an unfinished song.
Uh-huh.
And then Gordon and I, quite separately, got signed up.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a club, got talent scouted by this A&R guy from EMI, got a record deal, signed it.
Yeah.
That's when I went back to Paul and said, "Is World Without Love still a reject? You know,
mm-hmm.
have you given to anybody or done anything?" He said, "No, I haven't finished it. No one's doing it." And I said, "Well, we've got a record deal. Can we give it a try?" And he said, "Yes." So all I had to do then was eventually nag him to write the bridge.
Right.
Which he finally, it was only, a week before the session, this thing. I said,
right.
"We really don't want to not do that song." But two verses just won't quite cut it. You know, even if we go Buddy Holly length, that's just too short. And until he went to his bedroom for, you know, an insanely short, like 7 or 8 minutes, and came out with the "So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile" bit.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Yeah.
So and by the time our first session was over, there was no doubt in anyone's mind but that was going to be our first single. And that, of course, was extremely significant. Song changed my life, and I have thanked Paul repeatedly.
Again, that was Peter Asher. It's always so cool when a person like him, who has all these amazing stories, is also so willing to share them. It's an embarrassment of riches with him. And here's actress and musician Kate Micucci talking about getting a last-minute phone call to be one of the lead characters in a movie called The Little Hours, which features Aubrey Plaza, John C. Reilly, Fred Armisen, Nick Offerman, Dave Franco, and a bunch of other great folks. Here she is.
We just watched The Little Hours the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Everyone,
you just saw it. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that where I just realized, I was like, I can't believe I haven't seen this movie that one of my best friends is in. And it's been out for like a year or two.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
so good. And
maybe
so
my
many
favorite
incredible people
part,
are in it.
I mean, it was.
It's like an all-star
talk about a crazy
cast.
Dream come true. Because first of all, I play a nun in the movie. It's a movie about nuns. And I have been collecting nun figurines since I was a teenager.
It was meant
I have
to
a
be.
Nun collection. Yep. I got a phone call and they said, "Hey, they want you to meet on this meet the director. It's a nun movie." And I said, "Nun, as in N-U-N?" And my manager was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Do you know I have a nun collection?" And he was like, "What?" And so I meet the director. It goes really well. I was like, this just in my bones, in my DNA, it felt like I need to do this. And like cut to a week later, I'm like traveling to Italy of all places to be in this movie with so many of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. John Reilly's in it, and Molly Shannon, and Fred Armisen, and Aubrey Plaza, and Alison Brie, and Davey Franco. And it's just Nick Offerman. It's like the craziest cast.
So
and we
cool.
ran around in Tuscany and made this wild movie that didn't even have a script. It only had an outline.
Wow.
And it's pretty incredible. We got to shoot in a castle.
Isn't she sweet? That was, again, Kate Micucci. And last but certainly not least, this is Jackson Brown talking about his good friend and musical cohort, Warren Zevon, who wrote the song Susie Lightning, which I recorded on my record. And this is a little piece of the conversation from the episode which features that song. I asked Jackson about something I'd heard about Warren, which was that he had gotten to spend some time with Igor Stravinsky while Stravinsky was living in Los Angeles, and Laurel Canyon, to be more specific.
I mean, didn't he spend some time with Stravinsky when he was young?
Yeah, he got to meet and visit Igor Stravinsky,
yeah,
who he said was living in Laurel Canyon, and talk about the Laurel Canyon sound. he was living in Long Beach, and his mentor, the classical music teacher at this school, the guy that I think conducted the classical mm-hmm. music program at this high school he was at, really liked him and thought he was great, and he wanted him to meet, and he knew Stravinsky, and so like they drove wow. up to LA and they got to meet.
So yeah. cool.
Yeah.
Campfire.